Diego, I'm Dale Miller from CKRZ 100.3 FM News. At this week's weekly Six Nations of the Grand River Elected Band Council General Council meeting, there was only few in attendance. However, it was enough to approve the use of several Six Nations landmarks to be used in scenes of an episode of One Dish, One Spoon, which is going to air later this year on APTN. One Dish, One Spoon is a television series made by Chef Tanya Brandt and her sister Dakota Brandt. One Dish, One Spoon originates from a Haudenosaunee and Anishinaabe teaching that we have this rich area, but it's the only area that we have and we call Mother Earth. The ideal is that we only have one spoon dipping into the same dish, which in modern terminology means we only have so much nutrients on Earth, so we have to protect our Mother Earth and the nutrients for the next seven generations to come. The presentation with the Six Nations Grand River Elected Band Council was presented by production manager of the show, Christine Lazar, who explained in detail which landmark scenes needed approval.
We are in production for season two, but I'm currently working on the clearances for season one. And we shot an episode four, which is called Water is Life. We shot that in June of 2022 at the Six Nations Water Treatment Plant. And I'm not quite sure why we didn't get a location agreement at the time. I wasn't involved at the time, but that's something we're looking to get signed. As well, we see a few images that would belong to, I imagine, Six Nations Public Works, including the Public Works sign with the phone number, a sign on the building where we follow Tanya and her father, Richard, as he goes to fill up water because he hauls water every week. You'll see the water department sign. And then there's one more. Oh, yes. And then the Six Nations water treatment plant, where we shot with Steve Lickers, who gave us a tour of the plant and talks about the scope of what the water treatment plant does and what the hopes are for the future. And it's a lot to address the water crisis on Six Nations and how that affects a number of the homes in Six Nations. So we're hoping that you will allow us to show that footage on camera by signing a material release.
Six Nations Grand River elected councillor Michelle Bombray went on to read the recommendations, which were as followed.
That the Six Nations of the Grand River elected council signed the location agreement form granting permission to film on Six Nations of the Grand River and the Six Nations water plant and production material release form to allow One Dish, One Spoon to use the following images from Six Nations of the Grand River, the Six Nations Public Works sign and phone number, Six Nations department name on a plaque, and an image of the water plant software.
Six Nations Grand River elected council went on to approve the use of Six Nations landmark scenes in the One Dish, One Spoon episode, and the episode is set to air on APTN later this year. I'm Daya Miller, and for more updates on what's going on in our community, stay tuned to CKRZ 100.3 FM News.